We're live with the kickoff show of Will Communication. My name's Will Goldfarb, and this is my chance to tell everybody how interesting I am and how important all of my opinions are about everything in food, philosophy, art, communication, and design. So we have some very special guests today who actually I'm going to let introduce themselves because they need no introduction.
I don't know if I can follow an introduction like that, but my opinions are meaningless, and you know, any self-aggrandizing I'll do on this show is only for the benefit of HRN, Heritage Radio Network. We love them so much. This is Zach Palacio from Urban Foragers.
Urgent Foragers?
It's an urgent
forager. Jory Jane from Urban Foragers.
We're glad to be here on the inaugural show of Will Communication. With the family Goldfarb and our esteemed guest Emily,
we have a special. We will be featuring a special new segment of the Lou Lounge, which is Lulu's restaurant critiques.
She has many.
And we're also going to be speaking with Emily Baltz, who is a rock star designer from the new, poorly pronounced by me, Fork and Design. It's actually Fork and Design. We're going to be talking, we're going to give a little bit of a chance to speak with Zach and Jory because they so rarely get a chance to talk about themselves.
Well, you know, we're really proud to have introduced you to Heritage Radio Network on our show Urban Foragers, which airs at 3 p.m. every Thursday.
That was the best plug I've ever heard.
You know, I figured this is the shameless hour with Will Goldfarb, so I'm going to continue to plug Urban Foragers every 3 p.m. on every Thursday.
3 p.m. Thursday, Heritage Radio Network, Foragers.
But, you know, Jory and I were really honored to have you on the show, and it was great that, you know, now there's a spinoff show. I thought you were going to call it Urban Foragers, Will's Virgin, but I guess, or Virgin, and that was not a
They
Freudian.
Wouldn't let me use the word Virgin, though.
But you came up with your own title, which I think is far cooler and more indicative of those things you focus on. So
myself,
right? Yeah. So we're happy to have
what?
You. We're happy
what
to have you.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Lulu, that's a good question. I think really, you know, we're here to just sort of shepherd the show in and let Will get down to business and talk about those things that really matter to him. What do you say, Jory?
Zach, what are you talking about?
We'll get to it. We love you. Well, good luck.
Thank you, Zach. I was very honored, Your Honor, to be brought out to my new favorite restaurant in the world, which is Roberta's here on Moore Street in Brooklyn. And I was introduced to a whole new world that previously didn't exist before, which was Bushwick, a new area, a new development in within strikingly reasonable distance of New York. So we're going to, but I'm again really flattered to be here. We've got a great crew today. We're doing a little sort of friends and family kickoff until I can figure out which words go before the other.
You know, I'd like to bring up a point here. Will claim that Bushwick did not exist.
Yeah.
I mean, Bushwick exists for me for years, and I think that one of the more interesting points is it didn't exist in Will Universe,
right.
And Will Universe had yet to encompass Bushwick. But now, you know, and after years of preaching to him about the outer boroughs and how there are things happening in these outer boroughs that don't draw as much attention, he has now learned.
Turn.
And Lulu and Will and Emily now have a show to do.
I think we may. I think we're going to go to.
I want to have my turn, and Emily does too.
So I think
exactly,
it would.
Exactly, Lulu.
Since I don't know how to read a watch, I have absolutely no idea what our timing is. But I think now would be a great time. When did we start? I think now would be a great time for the first break for Will Communication. We're going to come back with Lulu and our first restaurant review.
Clarity.
Yeah.
And we're back with Will Communication featuring Lulu and Emily Baltz from Fork and Design in our first show talking about food, design, art, technology.
Excuse me, Daddy, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to sing.
Okay, and okay, we may have an audio segment also depending on what you want to do. So originally, Lulu, the plan for me was that we would have a restaurant review by you. What do you think?
Not, Daddy, I don't want to do that. I want to sing.
What would you like to sing?
But I want to. I don't have to tell you.
Would you like to sing Joanna?
No, I want to sing what I want to sing. Why do I have to tell you?
You don't have to tell me. Would you like to tell everybody about what you had for lunch today? Here at Roberta's?
I think everybody knows.
You think everybody knows?
Everybody here knows.
I know, but we're talking now to our audience, and I think that there's a lot of listeners to Heritage Radio Network that may never have been to Roberta's. So they might like to know your opinion about the food here.
Okay.
So do you think it's okay? Will you be able to tell them? So what... I guess when I think of a restaurant review, what I think about is the food and the decor and the service. What's the first thing that you think about when you come to a restaurant?
Good manners.
Good manners. I think that's very important. You mean for you or for the service to people?
You have to be good mannered if you go to a restaurant.
I think that's important. And does it matter to you the location of the restaurant? If it's a faraway trip or we go to Brooklyn or we go to Queens?
Doesn't really matter.
No? What matters?
That they're nice food and everything's made properly.
I think that's very important. Would you agree? Do you think that the food here is nice and well prepared?
Yes.
What in particular?
The fried chicken, the margarita pizza, and the biscuits.
Yeah? And what's so special about the biscuits?
The maple syrup and the churned butter.
And would you agree with Daddy that the fried chicken at Roberta's is the best in the world?
Yeah. And the pizza, of course.
And the pizza, of course. That's important not to forget. So do you know, what do you think...
Daddy, is it okay if I take my turn singing?
Sure. What would you like to sing?
I don't have to tell you.
Okay, you can start singing.
A, B, C, D, E, F. G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, X, T, U, V, W, S, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, will you sing with me?
I definitely will. I think that was a lovely song, and I think it also helps us to talk about... what a great family restaurant this is.
Maybe not all the people know all the letters.
That's right. Maybe we saw some small children in Roberta's today who may not know all the letters to the alphabet.
Right.
So did you think about applying for a job to work and make pizza here?
Probably making the pizza.
Making the pizza?
Decorating it, probably.
Just decorating? Not working the oven? No? What would you like to put on the pizza?
Probably the pineapple.
Pineapple? I think they make a pineapple pizza with a name
ham.
That I can't... With ham, right? With a name that I can't even pronounce.
Bye, baby, bim, ba, bounce. Bye, bomb, bim, ba, bounce.
And I think that...
Bye, bomb, bim, ba, bounce.
Sweetie, what did you have to drink today?
Lemonade.
Yeah? Was it good? Yeah?
Yes.
Were the tables comfortable?
Yes.
Did
the chairs have to be, not the tables.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't sit on the tables, silly dad. Poopy pants.
I love you, sweetheart. So do you think there's any other restaurant in New York that you're able to sit on the counter and supervise the pizza making?
No. Now, let's all take a turn. Emily didn't have a turn.
Okay, and I think we're... So I think with that, we're going to be wrapping up our restaurant review. And when we come back on Will Communication, we're going to be speaking with Emily Baltz about green and sustainable design. On the first...
Can I have one more turn?
You may. Please, you may have one more turn, sweetheart.
I'll sing again.
You'd like to... I think... So would you like to... So we're going to roll right into Joanna by Serge Gainsbourg, and you can even sing along, I think.
No, I actually want to sing by myself.
Joanna est aussi grosse qu'un éléphant. C'est la plus grosse de toute la Nouvelle-Orléans. Et pourtant quand elle suit un régime, c'est un régime de ban.
Joanna, 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 tu sais danser.
Tu sais danser.
Joanna, 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 tu sais danser.
Elle danse, elle saute, elle tourne et s'envole. Elle en consomme deux ou trois dans la soirée et pourtant
Joanna, 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 tu sais danser léger, léger. Joanna, 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 tu sais danser léger, léger.
And we're back on Will Communication here at Roberta's Restaurant in Heritage Radio Network, brought to you by TechServe, your one-stop for all things Mac. Located at 119 West 23rd Street in the other borough of Manhattan. Just a short hop on the L train from Bushwick. For all of your Mac needs, TechServe. And for on our debut show...
Daddy.
Yes, sweetheart.
You're not letting Emily have a chance.
I am about to. I think that's a good point. So what my daughter is pointing out is that it's now time to speak with Emily Baltz, who's a great friend of mine, who I've known for years, who I met when she was a student at Pratt, designing a restaurant and asking me for help because of the terrible review that I'd received in the New York Times, which had somehow fascinated her. So I'd love to welcome Emily and let her explain to us about a few of the things that she's doing right now.
Right on. Thank you, Will. And thank you, Lulu, for letting me have my turn. So what I'm doing right now, I would say, like Will said, I think my early fascination with the restaurant world was this terrible review that he got. And that was specifically because I was doing design work and I read about this quote-unquote bomb of a dessert, which Will had made, which was all about recreating a day at the beach in St. Bart's. And he was using things like spray bottles and sand in the form of crumbled graham crackers. And I was in design school. And this seemed like the world's greatest experience, because not only was there form and material involved, but I could actually eat it. And so that was a source of pretty great inspiration. And since then, that's kind of what I've been doing, working in the food world, trying to recreate those experiences with chefs, for chefs, taking their values and really being able to manifest those in terms of interior design, logos, branding, products, photography, you name it. It's like one-stop shopping.
I found online that you have a new entity. Yeah. Much like me, you frequently stay doing the same thing for a very long time, rarely move around, and rarely go do two different things at the same time.
Totally. It's like, welcome to the One Trick Pony Show.
So what is fork and design?
So fork and design, not fork in design, right? Fork and design. It was this hilarious pun that me and my partner Jason Wright, who does amazing website work, came up with. And we've been working together for a while on a lot of, I do a lot of branding, he does a lot of the websites, and finally said, hey, chefs are busy people. They have multiple vendors for everything. Why don't we combine our skill sets? I do photography, I do design, I do product development, he does websites. So,
Jason Wright from J Wright Design is actually a high school friend of mine.
Yeah.
We grew up, actually, we've known each other since we were five.
Proving once again that the world revolves around Will.
That's right.
Yeah.
Most importantly, is that it's only 1 degree of separation from me. Everyone in the world is directly related to me, and it actually revolves around me, which is why things appear smaller when they're further away from me.
Of course not, because you are so tall. No.
So what is something that Fork and Design is doing right now?
So right now, Fork and Design is actually working on Picnic Smoked, which is the extension of Picnic kiosks in the Battery. And Picnic Smoked is, Picnic itself is a really sustainable food concept. All the ingredients are local, which I worked on as well in terms of development.
Which we worked on together.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. So Picnic was this idea to be able to take sustainability and really explode it and use design to be able to communicate that in all dimensions. So not only is all the food sustainable, All of our products are also compostable. All the disposable are made of corn starch, which obviously composts when you throw it out, degrades. A lot of the signage is made from reclaimed wood. We have all sorts of, we have renewable energy that we use there.
And it's why you feel so at home in Heritage Radio Network, which was a converted cargo shipping container.
Yeah, well, as I told you before, it's my dream home. I've never, ever wanted to live in anything else than, like, corroded metal.
Well, you may be able to stay over.
I know.
It's not well ventilated.
It's quite all right.
But it's but the view is excellent. You might be a little short on privacy, and I don't know where the restroom is, but...
Listeners, if you could see it now.
Yeah. And we're actually underneath the tomatoes, herbs, and lettuces for Roberta's restaurant, which are grown on top of Heritage Radio Network.
Amazing. Microcosm.
But when I think about Fork and Design, and I think about the things that we've always talked about, which is really how are we going to use design to communicate what we care about, whether that's in terms of food, which is more my focus, or design, which is more your focus, I think we've pretty much been able to see that we need those tools. We need some art, and we need to be able to communicate our values through the things that we do. In whether it's making a sandwich, which is what we're doing at Picnic, or whether it's making in our new trailer, we're really excited because we're going to be featuring a lot of the heritage meats from Patrick Martins, who's one of the founders of Heritage. So we've even we took the front shoulder of the pork, which is actually technically called a picnic cut. So we're trying, and again, our attempt to brand everything in our favor, no matter what we do, we're going to try to have it patented and be actually the picnic, and that's the only thing it can be called.
Amazing.
And you'll be able to take whole picnic shoulders home from the barbecue cart, if you ask nicely. But I'd like to think, though, I think the original picnic kiosks are a great example of where we were able to use like a strong graphic statement and also a message of social responsibility and incorporate that even in something as simple as a sandwich board. And I think that, I guess I'd like to, for me, there's no way to do that, is to put values into work without effective design. So I wonder if you had any more visions or any other things that you're feeling particularly special about, or something that you could send our listeners away with.
Lots of things. First and foremost, I think what's really interesting for me working in design, especially working pretty closely with the food industry, is that there's one line, it's all the same. And just as chefs use different ingredients, different textures, materials, colors to be able to communicate their vision, and thus we go back to restaurants over and over again because the, as Lulu said, fried chicken and pizza is delicious here. Simultaneously, the chairs are also super comfortable, right? The interiors make you feel a certain way. The servers act and treat you in a certain way. So all of those things really come together.
And the place takes an actual personality, absolutely, like a real person.
Yeah, which is kind of, I mean, and that is design, first and foremost. Oftentimes I'll tell people I'm a designer and they say, well, what is that exactly? And everything around us is designed, right? Just in the same way that your mom or your grandma really was a chef, right? They had some kind of flavor, some kind of statement they wanted to communicate. And so I think that, for me, is always the big takeaway, and that's really why I like to work with the food industry, because it's symbiotic to my process, you know? I do the same exact thing that you do, and reading that terrible review was not terrible to me at all.
It was the best terrible review that I've had. So I think, you know, that's going to pretty much... I'd really like to thank Emily for coming here, Emily Baltz from ForkAndDesign.com. This was the kickoff show of Will Communication here on Heritage Radio Network every Thursday at 4:30, immediately following the Urban Foragers Rambling Voyage with Zach and Jory. I'd like to think of Will Communication as the new adventures of old Christine to Zach Seinfeld. So we're here, Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting out of the backyard shipping container of Roberta's, 261 Moore Street, open 7 days, and today's Will Communication sponsor was TechServe, thanking them for all things Mac, which, as all of us in the design world know, is everything.
Everything.
And with that, we're going to bid you farewell, and we will see you next week at 4:30.